What a way to start the day.
Indeed. Well, we're finally here. Not that late, I suppose.
10 minutes. That's forgivable.
Yep. Anyway, I would have been a bit earlier. We might have started a bit earlier if I hadn't had some orcs to kill. And I'm wearing your headphones. So anyway, this is episode 10. Say hello to the big double digits here.
Oh, man, that's exciting. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So how's your week?
My week was fine. That's my flash drive.
I want it.
Well, so do I.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyways, I got a new console to add.
That looks like a PSP.
It is a PSP. It's a white PSP. It's special. I love it. It can connect to the PlayStation Network. And it's not even the latest model of the PSP, which is even better.
How can they come out with multiple... Well, I suppose they can come out with multiple models. Like, they've come out with multiple models of the Game Boy Advance
and the DS.
Isn't it the DS Lite?
This is the PSP 1000. After that came the PSP 2000, which is known as the PSP Slim and Lite, which... The difference between this and the Slim and Light, the Slim and Light is about 20% slimmer and the
30% lighter.
And it doesn't pop out on it, and it the UMD drive doesn't pop out. You have to pull it out. And then came the 3000. The 3000's capabilities are Skype communication, but they've also changed the LCD screen, and people have been complaining that there are scan lines and it sort of blurs and the image is not of the best quality. PlayStation, Sony likes to downgrade their firmware as it goes on. For example, the current generation of the PlayStation 3 actually lacks the ability to play most PS2 games, unlike the earlier PlayStation 3s, which could play all of them.
Now, that's very peculiar. Maybe it's a planned obsolescence scheme.
Well, what happened they replaced the interior software with, instead of the actual software and chip components of the PS2, they replaced it with an emulator.
Ah.
And we all know how wonky emulators are.
We do. I don't know. Emulators have always seemed pretty stable to me, except really back in the day.
Yeah. Have you ever tried using a Visual Boy Advance on Mac? The Mac version?
Oh, no.
The Mac version can't even save.
You sure you're using the right kind of save?
No, like, it can't do in-game saves, and it can't do freeze states.
You know that for in-game saves, sometimes you have to configure the settings so that's using the right kind of save memory, right?
No, I didn't. Oh. And N64 emulators, they tend to take up your entire processor.
Oh, I've never run an N64
emulator. N64 emulators are actually... if you're listening, if you actually give a hoot about N64 emulation, I would recommend Project 64. That one has the highest amount of capability in terms of what games it can play, but generally, despite the fact that the N64 is a relatively low-powered machine when compared to today's behemoths, it still takes up your entire processing. Components.
Very peculiar.
Yeah. Emulation's a wonky business.
This is true. Suppose.
Anyway, so what kind of music do we have tonight?
What kind of music we have is we have all sorts of kinds of music. And that sentence just completely collapsed into chaos. But not as much as this fanfic that it looks like we've got lined up. This looks like a Digimon fanfic.
This is actually the same author who wrote the Bible one.
Oh,
if that gives you any indication of what we're entering into.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, this is going to be classy.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that in a bit. Here, how about you and you introduce the first song. You've played the game, I haven't.
I actually haven't played the game. I just know the theme song.
Oh, all right. That works, too. I don't know that either.
All right, so first song is actually... this game has been chosen as the scariest video game ever made by the Game Trailers website. They make some amazing lists that are just good to waste, like, a good 10 or 20 minutes watching.
Yeah.
Anyways, but it's well justified, too. And it's one of those things where the poor technology of the platform that it was on actually enhanced the feeling of fear that most players got. This game is none other than Silent Hill, and we're going to entertain you by playing the opening theme, which it's quite creepy, if you ask me.
All right. Anyway, here goes.
3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
Second song there was the Ba-Bomb Battlefield song.
A classic.
From Super Mario 64.
Oh my god, what is that?
That is an image. I didn't want to see it. Please put it... Make that image go away. Thank you. Yes, they just heard the song.
Sorry, I enjoy it too much.
Don't we all? Very catchy, very catchy.
So I guess at some point we have to start reading this.
I suppose so. Well, looks like this,
Okay, does anyone remember Digimon? Do you?
I never watched Digimon, actually.
You knew of it, right?
I knew of its existence, of course.
It was like the WB's answer to Pokemon.
Well, WB showed Pokemon.
It did?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was...
Where I was from, at least.
Wasn't that Fox?
Or wait, I don't know, WB...
Or maybe Fox was Digimon.
Fox was Digimon.
There we go. Yeah, WB was Pokemon, but then again, you know, all the money went to 4Kids.
That's probably true.
Anyways, Digimon was, yeah, it was sort of the response to Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
I remember there were a few...
I've heard that it was around first, actually.
But... Oh, by the way, big news, we're now allowed to swear.
We are?
Well, the rules state that you're not allowed to swear before 9 p.m.
And since we come on right after 9 p.m.
Exactly. I wouldn't recommend doing it in, well, what's the term? Just a lot of it.
Gratuitous. But,
gratuitously, thank you.
Gratuitous language.
Gratuitous language. You know, that's not recommended, but,
I think we can get away with the fanfics now. Although this one probably won't involve any, bad language.
But I don't need to apologize for 2 minutes on end for saying something anymore.
Well, that is an improvement.
How many times have I sworn? Like, twice?
I don't know.
I think twice.
I don't remember. Wasn't paying a damn bit of attention.
Oh, that's
sorry.
Count. That doesn't count.
Oh well.
I mean the dirty stuff you're now allowed to say.
Well, yeah. Bear in mind there are people listening though.
Yeah, and they recommend that you know, chances are, what if your parents are listening?
Parents are listening.
They are?
Yes.
Hi, Rob's parents.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I know you're out there.
Are they listening or no?
They're probably listening right now.
Really?
Yes.
Aww.
Anyway, fanfic time.
Anyways, you'll be happy to know that this is rated K, which is, I think it's K for cool. I could be wrong.
I'm not sure what it stands for.
I think
actually. I've never known. Maybe it's kind of like television ratings, where it doesn't necessarily make sense.
Well, let's see.
K, content suitable for most ages.
There's no real meaning for the letter K, is it? Like kindergarten or?
I don't know.
Kids. There we go. Kids, teen, mature. They have M and MA.
And B. Content suitable for preschool level and younger children.
Oh, I want to find some B stuff. It's like reading...
Why did they have to pick the letter B for that? The letter B has so many other connotations.
Oh, I know.
Most of which are not suitable for younger children.
But,
Oh, God, for
I would actually like to find something like that because it would sort of read by, like, the simple English Wikipedia. Have you ever read it?
No, I haven't, but I read the XKCD about it.
It's true. The simple English Wikipedia does read out like that. Specifically,
well, simple
the,
English.
Specifically, the Large Hadron Collider article is written very simply.
Well, yeah. Anyway, back to the story.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'd just like to state we did not, in fact, get sued or get nastily yelled at for doing what we did last week with that Bible fanfic. That was pretty amusing, actually.
Oh, you were actually thinking people were going to yell at us for it?
Well, sort of, vaguely. Although I should have known better, because no one listens. Except my parents. Hi. Again. And like 3 other people.
We have podcast subscribers.
Yeah, and they never get it. But, although it's, the podcasts are going to be up.
I put up one a few minutes ago, actually. I'm terrible with these podcasts, and, I'm going to take the opportunity to say now that I am terribly sorry if you're listening to this 5 years from now.
Oh. Anyway, on with the story.
Yeah, we've been dancing around it for far too long. Oh, let's see, it's called Matt Killed Digimon.
Hajimete kudasai. Begin, please.
Oh. Начало. That's just a Russian word. Never mind. Matt killed a Digimon. Tai and Agumon were sitting on her bed. Your bed began to shake. Matt came into the ROM.
Oh, and we were just talking about emulation.
And that when the word ROM was used by mistake in the last fanfic as well. Gabumon came and suddenly Matt got in his Digivice and Gabumon and Digivolved Metal Garurumon and ate Agumon. Tai again in disbelief. Tai has its Digivice, but it was too late. Gabumon had already dissolved Agumon within him. Tai tried to scream for help, but Metal Garurumon Agumon ate everything. Now for the next person, said Max Doc.
I like the Tai again in disbelief. Help, I accidentally the entire Digimon.
I think Digimon's a pretty cool guy. It eats people and isn't afraid of
anything. Anyway, here.
Your turn.
How do you say that? Biomon? Biomon?
I'm going to say Biomon.
Biomon. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, okay, here it goes. Biomon and Sora. Biomon was suddenly on Windows. Sora walked through the door. I have not heard of Tai lately, Sora said. She did not admit it, but she loved Tai. Biomon sad. Where Agumon? They make a question. Sora sadly, you do not have the answer. Suddenly, Matt outside. Sora jumped up. She was no expecting it. Be even better if it were the Ghostbusters theme. It sounds kind of like the Ghostbusters theme, but it is not the Ghostbusters
theme. I think this would be fitting for the music.
Anyway, suddenly, Matt outside. Sora jumped up. She was no expecting it. Matt looked very annoyed. Behind him, Metal Garurumon. Metal Garurumon growl. You can turn off the music now. What? Sora say, but it was too late. Metal Garurumon jumped through the window. Sora for Digivice reach. Digivice not there. No! Yell Sora. It too late. Metal Garurumon eat them. Biomon try to fly away, but Metal Garurumon catch her and eats her all up. Matt happily, there were two down and number to go.
Ow!
Let's do two more parts. This is short.
No, it's short.
25. Let's do just one more part then. Right. And we'll have some music.
Gamamon's boat. Joe was sitting on a boat with Gamamon. They want the ocean. Matt overlooking the ocean. This badly, Matt thought. Not good. They were too far away for Matt and Metal Garurumon to make a get.
Boat get.
No boats. None.
Nice boat.
This radio show has become way too inside jokey for anyone else.
It's just the internet.
I know. No, remember No Boats, Married to the Sea? No Boats.
Oh, I vaguely remember
that.
No, wait,
that was Super Poop, wasn't it?
No, I don't know, but I was thinking of the Nice Boat. You know about the Nice Boat.
Nice Boat. I'll never reveal the Wu-Tang secret. This badly, Matt thought. Not good. They were too far away from Matt and Metal Garurumon to make a get. Metal Garurumon pick up Matt. I fly it, Metal Garurumon said in a confident voice. Metal Garurumon fly on the boat. Gamamon, see they come. Oh, hello, guys. I wah. Metal Garurumon pick up the boat. Joe scream. Matt Stock fell on the floor in disbelief as Metal Garurumon... Matt Stock floor in disbelief as Metal Garurumon eat the boat hole.
Eats the boat hole. That's hole as in, like, in the ground.
I will make my timber a fecal matter, Metal Garurumon said.
What's that supposed to mean?
Look at the clock. Goodly. There was plenty of time to go. I like the sentence. It's just there. Goodly. I think that was my favorite part here. Do you want to get in some music or do you want to
get in some music? Okay. A bit of a break. Okay. Anyway, so our music, the first one up. I can do both of these. The first one up is from Baiten Kaitos, Eternal Wings in the Lost Ocean. This is Imperial Dynamics. I wish I could remember what this is actually the theme song of. But as it is, I can't. Ah well, c'est la vie. We'll be right back.
Alrighty then.
Alright. That second song we just played was from Metroid Prime, the music that plays when you're fighting the Parasite Queen on the ruined frigate. That was... Boy, Dad, you remember that one, right? Yeah.
Your dad plays Metroid Prime?
Yep.
I wish my dad was that cool. He's not. I mean, he's cool for a dad, but, I mean, he doesn't play video games, which is, I guess, the one thing I would want out of another family member of mine. I'm the only one who has this indulgence. I have several consoles. I mean, I've got a good library, and no one else appreciates it but me. It's kind of sad.
Just thinking about music and stuff reminded me of a funny experience I had earlier this week, which is one of my classes, we had a dinner, and well, after this dinner, as usual, we went and watched a movie in the theater that's next door here, and we were reading Beowulf, and we had at first expected that they might, out of like sheer ignorance or spite, show us the movie of Beowulf. Fortunately, they didn't, because although my professor told us that they had considered it, then one of them actually watched it, and they decided against it. But anyway, then I thought they were going to show us something about Cathedral, but then, no, they decided to show us the 1977 animated movie of The Hobbit.
Oh my god.
With all the music. You seen it? I bet you saw it when you were in, like, third grade.
Yeah.
Boy, wasn't that movie special.
It was. It really was.
I hope I never see it again.
Is he in Tentamon?
Oh, yep. Here we go. Back to our fanfic here.
This one's all you, Rob.
This one is all me. Izzy and Tentamon. Izzy was tap on his computer. Isn't Izzy usually a girl's name? Let's go with it.
I knew someone named Ignatius, and we all called him Izzy.
Oh. Tentamon look over his shoulder. It is impolite to monitor, yell Izzy while transforming his binary. The binary flew all around them. How much electricity? 3.1 gigawatts. No, sorry. Suddenly...
I think it was 2.1 gigawatts.
I'm pretty sure it was 3. I'm not sure.
I'm looking it up.
Okay, you go look that up.
You bet I will.
Suddenly, Matt peered through the window. Metal Garurumon tried to remain calm, but Izzy is a laptop detection mix. Izzy, look up! Tentomon tried to fly to see what happens, but Metal Garurumon removed the jet operation straw of their precious house together. The house fall. Too late for Izzy and Tentomon to escape from. The house crushed them both. Matt smile. He is make good progress.
All right, and the answer to our gigawatt question? We were both wrong.
We were both wrong.
While I'm on YouTube, and before I forget, I wanted to play this. It comes from the video game Left 4 Dead, which is amazing. It's made by Valve, and one of the items in the game is pain pills. And what it does is it temporarily increases your health by 30 points, and it slowly goes back down. And
Makes sense. And
whenever characters see pills, like if you focus your reticle on for a few seconds, they'll say pills here to notify the other character, the other people playing online that there's pills. You know, it's the whole team effort thing. So some guy made a song of Lewis getting his pills, and I just about laughed my pants off. Wait, this did not play here. There. Wait for grabbing pills.
Oh my.
And if you look, it's the pills in this game, you really couldn't tell, but look, it's Target brand ibuprofen.
Product placement.
It's not product placement because you can't tell. It's just really just Valve's little joke.
Mm.
And I didn't pick up on that for a while. Pills here. Grabbing pills. Anyways, I guess we should probably continue with the story, else I'm going to get lost in the pills. Yeah.
he's going to get lost in the pills. I stay away from that stuff.
Mini in Miami, part one. Palma, look up the Miami Sun.
Mowage. Mowage. The thing that brings us together today.
It took me a second to realize what you were quoting there. Princess Bride, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Palma, look up in the Miami Sun. Mimi also relax. They were sit on the beach. I wish others were here, Palmon saying to the creation of photosynthesis. Palmon's photosynthesis draws residents.
Please, Mimi said, you're hogging all the sunlight.
Palmon laughed and splashed around in the sand, building a sand castle. Palmon exploded its vines around the castle. Meanwhile, Matstock and Mel Garamond, I'm trying a David Sedaris thing here,
okay,
had just arrived in Miami. Matt scowled, lost his good progress. We were traveling all the way here, Matt yelled, running down the station, Metal Garamond following him closely. Meanwhile, Palmon and Mimi were in the midst of a huge crowd on the beach. There would be much to find.
Okay.
Please tell me we were recording.
We were recording all that.
Wonderful.
Just checking. Okay, one more part, then we'll get to some music.
Yes.
Some good stuff coming up. Mimi in Miami, Part 2. Matt and Metal Garurumon arrival at the beach. You can see everywhere around and see Mimi and Palmon playing in the sand. We do not want to make a fuss, Matt said. We are waiting for them to leave. Metal Garurumon nodded. Mimi, Palmon, and play on the beach for hours, but finally, attracted by the weight. It was nighttime. The stars sparkle in the sky. Nobody else on the beach. Matt walk on. Look, Mimi! There, Matt! Palmon yelled. Yes, Mimi, said Matt. Matstock is here. Matt growled. Mimi backed off, but Metal Garurumon pulled a metal laser and killed them both dead. Mimi's hat fell to the sand in this peaceful Miami beach.
Okay, you know what? I'm not even going to dwell on that. Let's just go to the music, because I don't even want to think about that.
Probably a wise idea.
Holy
anyway.
Crap, records.
Look records. How big and round these are.
I know, it's astounding. Anyway, to the music. Next song up is Love Colored Master Spark from Toho Project, game number 8, Imperishable Night. And this is Marisa Kirasame's theme. So we're going to have that, then we're going to have something else, and then we're going to have more fanfic. Charming.
Yum.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back. What was that second song again?
That was Bowser's Airship.
Oh, from, in this case, from Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
And originally from Super Mario Bros. 3 on the original Nintendo. I suppose we have to go back to this drivel instead of the cool thing that we were watching. Did we watch? No, we didn't watch this. I think this is my turn to read.
Yep.
Mad Metal Garamon arrival in America. Gary hear about the deaths of the other Digimon and immediately suspect Matstock. TK was Patamon play. Kari and Gatamon and walk onto the room. Matt has stolen our friends, mewed Garamon. No, we have to seal. Wait a moment, Kari said. Nearly said Katamari, trying to make them wait. But Gatamon shoot a Meowth out of her paw and strike TK down. TK was on the ground, Patamon again in disbelief.
Disbelief! How many exclamation marks?
Disbelief!
I think that's 8 exclamation marks. 8 exclamation marks.
That is, you know, I just realized that I don't think the computer can pick me up.
Patamon bounced, but the meal from the paw to strike her down also. Patamon fall to ground, and carrying Gatamon sleep outside the house.
Why are we suddenly doing the Russian accent?
I was actually, I ended up doing a cross between Austrian and Japanese.
I was worried to say, or perhaps the ambiguous, the Eastern European accent.
The paw to strike her down also. Yeah, I guess that would be Eastern European.
That's the ambiguously Eastern European accent.
Batman bounds, but the mirrors also from your bath to strike down also.
Anyway, next section. Let's see what's this next section we got coming up here.
Read it.
The museum.
Read it.
Cody was with Armadillomon Sit. Matt and Metal Garurumon run into the room. They had not yet heard about TK. Metal Garurumon look at where Cody was sitting. It was in a museum. Yole was also here that they would be for them. Matt jumped with his Digivice. A zap jump from his Digivice and vaporizes the two. Then they saw Yole and Hawkmon off in the distance. I really think we should go now. The word floor up, say Hawkmon. Oh no, they do not, yell Matstock.
Hey, have you ever played Gears of War?
Nope.
Oh. You know, it's... later on. Museum fire. Hawkmon and Yole get into the lift.
Matt and Metal Garamon try to smash the lift, but too late, they already up. Hawkmon and Yole want to look at the exhibits. Metal Garamon flew up with Matt was also...
Matt reached for his Digivice. Suddenly, the history is on fire! All the exhibits will make a burn.
The panic! Matt could consume a murder!
Wait.
Could you at least do a consistent...
Alright. But, I'd like to repeat the sentence. In the panic, Matt could consume a murder. Consume a murder.
Yes.
Matt shot a beam out of his Digivice and vaporized, British spelling, Yole and Hawkmon. Then they teleport away as the histories burn inside the museum. That was goodly timing, say Matt, walked down the road. He wondered why TK had no text him yet.
The suspense is building. And... yep.
Music.
And that's a perfect time for some music.
Yes, I've been
waiting.
Two
short ones coming up here.
Oh, I've been waiting for these two.
Okay, you go for it then. Introduce them. Just do both at once. We'll just play both of them.
All right. The first one is from... it's a remix that I found on Newgrounds of the game Earthbound from the original Town Won It. Of all the remix music I've heard from Earthbound, this is probably one of the better ones I've heard. There's a lot of really bad stuff out there. I mean, we have a lot of Earthbound fans all too willing to make something, you know, just throw some crap on the pile, really. You know, we got to admire them for the effort, but, you know, I'm not going to play a lot of the stuff that they make on the radio.
Yeah, and the second one, then, is from Chrono Trigger. Delightful Specchio, the thing that plays when that strange white thing is training you.
He's the master of war, pretty much. Chrono Trigger, it revolves around time travel, and there's a point where when you time travel, instead of going to another era, you end up going to the end of time. And in the end of time, there's an old man who's just sort of there, and he's like, hey, you can go train in the back room. And then you meet this guy, Specchio, and Specchio is just like a happy-go-lucky guy who teaches you how to use magic, and you fight him while this song plays. However, first, we're going to play Won It.
So, here goes.
Brace your ears.
All right, so we already told you what those songs were.
Well, the last one, in case you forgot, was Delightful Specchio from Chrono Trigger.
Anyway, one more thing of this putrid fanfic for tonight.
Putrid.
Yep.
I'm going to bookmark this.
Go for it. All right. The Digimon Emperor.
Ooh.
Matt Stock, look up. Matt, see Ken sit with Wormon. Wormon say, Ken, you're such an emperor.
Pound it, thank you.
Wormon wanted to lick Ken's legs. Matt in disgust. Matt has enough of this. Metal Garurumon growled. He cargo into space.
They destroy my window!
No, actually, they destroy my window.
They destroy my window!
Ken scream, look at broken glass. Wormon bounce. He would be prepared to protect their emperor. Matt shot a beam from his digivice to Ken, but Wormon leap in the way.
Oh no!
No, it's oh no, said Ken. It's just a comma. No. Oh no, said Ken, as Wormon dead on the floor. Suddenly, Wormon a cocoon. Wormon digivolve to Stingmon, but Metal Garurumon explosion of a rocket and kill him. Then he and Ken to kill too. Ken and Wormon fall to the ground together. Look like we die together, say Wormon as he hold Ken's hand. Matt left the room with Metal Garurumon. He wanted more revenges. The plot thickens, and so does the soup.
And my patience thins.
Ah, indeed. Which is why this is about the point at which we're going to be wrapping it up.
Woohoo! Alright, what do we have next?
Alright, these last two songs. We've got another Toho project. I play the ones from there a lot. We might need to throw some more Zelda in there to balance it out. And woo-hoo! Hey, what do you know? The next thing after that is from Zelda. This first one coming up is Lunar Clock, Lunadial from the Embodiment of Scarlet Devil. It's the theme that plays while you're fighting the Stage 5 boss. The last one then is from The Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker, I believe.
Possibly the best game in the series.
Well, arguably. There was a lot of sailing that was
Bit tedious. But there's two schools of thought on Zelda. There's textbook Zelda, which is the original Zelda, A Link to the Past, Twilight Princess, and Ocarina of Time, in which they just stuck with the normal idea of a Zelda game.
Yep.
And at the same, and then you also get the, let's try something completely different Zelda.
And now for something completely different.
Which would include Wind Waker, Majora's Mask, Link's Awakening,
Oracle of Ages, Oracle of Seasons?
Those were actually a bit textbook. The reason why I would say Link's Awakening was different was because it took place in Link's subconscious.
And of course, don't forget The Legend of Zelda 2.
Zelda 2. Wait, I think it was just called Zelda
whatever
2.
Whatever it was called.
Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
Ah, that one.
Which also fits into the let's try something completely different genre. Generally, I like them both. Like, it's hard to pick one over the other, but I'm babbling. Play your music. Let's have some fun.
That's the music that plays when you're fighting Mulgira, the giant sand worm-eating thing. Anyway, here goes.